on Monday, we read from your letters. During our show on the Geography of Thought, we read an email on air from Mary Vogt in Cambridge. Her question was about how the game of Go and the game of chess reflect differences between Eastern and Western styles of thinking. If only to prove our point that if we ask a question, someone will always email an answer, here's a response from Paul Thompson in St. Louis. Go and chess differ in many, many ways, he writes. In Go, you place pieces and think about territory. In chess, you move pieces and think about power. In Go, a single piece has no value or almost no value. In chess, pieces have various values, but some are more important than others. In Go, you start with nothing on the board and put on pieces. In chess, you start with everything on the board and remove pieces. Go, he concludes, is far more complex. Our program on intellectualism on college campuses brought in a lot of responses from students and former students on the merits of the life of the mind. Lee North wrote in to warn us about not going overboard. As a graduate of the University of Virginia, she writes, I chose to concentrate on political theory, which was my passion and which inspired me to perform better than I was performing in business classes. Now, 10 years later, I cherish my university intellectual experience, but cringe every time I see my paycheck. I would encourage students to find the courses that inspire them without neglecting their future employability. After all, she writes, it's hard to support public radio, much less purchase symphony tickets on an entry-level salary. Our show on what young people are saying about the possibility of war in Iraq gave us a good idea of the range of thought among American youth. My name is Brian, writes one listener, and I am currently in the Air Force Delayed Entry Program. What I would like for my peers that have been participating in the anti-war demonstrations to understand is that the reason why they are able to even hold the protests is that our government allows this freedom. I'm joining the armed forces as a liberal who knows the importance of a democratic government and the importance to follow the orders given by the leaders who we have elected. From Hayden Barnes, a high school senior in Savannah, I've organized a rally last September against the war, and I have been active in local organizing efforts since then. For the impact this war might have on young people, they need to be more vocal about their views and need to educate themselves on the issues. Older people should be paying attention to what we have to say and maybe learn a thing or two. And finally, from Second Lieutenant DeLeon Horton, we received this email with a different view on the debate over Iraq. This is an aspect not often covered in the news, but it is important to note that the moral debate over the war goes on within our ranks, especially among the younger members of the military. I'm a 30-year-old soldier who recently became a second lieutenant, and I have personally witnessed and been party to debates that go on behind closed doors in the military. This is inevitable in an all-volunteer military. When the armed forces have agreed to serve willingly, they have more of a moral stake in the decision to go to war. The troops cannot speak in public, but their debate should not be ignored by the policymakers. American soldiers fight most effectively when they're convinced that what they are doing is right and justified. In the absence of that justification, their mission will suffer, no matter how professional the soldiers. If you have questions, comments, or criticism, our email address is TOTN@NPR.org. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.